Injuries, how are you looking ahead of this one?
At the moment, everybody's fit and rearing to go, apart from obviously the Matt Hill, Bob Harris and suspended Harry Maguire. Apart from that, everybody's okay.
Of the two players you mentioned there, Hill and Harris, do you have an idea as to when they may be available again?
I think obviously Bob's probably looking to be a bit longer. He was in still quite a bit of pain end of last week, so Hilly was getting better. I think if Hilly's sort of not ready for tomorrow, then we'll be looking for Tuesday or definitely the following Saturday.
So Harris then, and this sounds like quite an extreme question, but there's not that long to go. Do you think he'll play again this season?
Yeah, I hope so. Obviously, fingers crossed. He's dying to get back as quick as he can. He was enjoying his football. And we want him back as quick as we can. So hopefully we get a few more games in.
So the fact that those players there are still injured, you have the issue with Maguire being suspended for the next couple of matches at centre-half then. Do you have a plan? Who's going to replace him?
Yeah, we've got a plan. Obviously, John Brayford will go into centre-half, where he's played there before. Number of occasions at Derby and at Burton Albion, so we haven't got any problems with John Brayford coming into centre half at all. He's as good there as he is at fullback, so hopefully he'll be okay for tomorrow.
It's just losing that width, isn't it, that he's provided so well over the course of the past couple of months.
Yeah, unfortunately you do miss that, there's no doubt about that, but again, hopefully we've seen him many times at Burton and Derby coming out with the ball at the back as a centre-half, so hopefully we'll see that against Swindon on Saturday as well. Obviously not going all the way like he does as a full-back, but definitely getting to the halfway line and hopefully over the halfway line at times.
To be honest, it hasn't gone unnoticed from Blade supporters that Maguire's given a little bit of licence to run forward. Collins too, he's been given a little bit of licence to get forward, and you've got somebody here who arguably is quicker.
That's right. It makes such a difference when they come out with the ball from the back, especially when there's room to come out with it. And they've done, like you've said, they've done that very well over the recent weeks, and it's there to be done. And when teams are getting all the bodies back against us, we need one of them centre halves to come out with it to hopefully to bring one of their players out to try and stop him, so that creates spaces for somebody else. So it's a vital part of the game at the moment, and at the moment they're doing it very well.
And because Maguire and Collins have been so regular in the side for a couple of years now, thankfully they've not been affected by injuries. Whenever one of them isn't there, there's always this shot, but to have a player like John amongst the ranks will probably alleviate some of that, won't it?
Hopefully. It's not ideal to split them up. They've got a good understanding together, and obviously they've played a long time over the years, so like I said, it's not ideal, that is it, but somebody has to come in, and we believe there's no better man than John to fill that gap for Saturday and Tuesday night.
At Crawley there were several changes made because players are obviously starting to think about fatigue now for the last five or six games of the season. Same again, or do you look at changing again to give others more game time?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, that. We spend more time talking about the team and the squad and who to rest, and games coming up thick and fast. You've got to seriously look at the Wembley game. I know it's a little bit away from that, but you've got to look at it, and we need to get probably as many as fresh for that game as possible. I mean, you're playing against a Premier League side, and it'll be hard for any team if you're going to be playing Saturday, Tuesday, and then going into a Wembley game. So again, we'll have a talk about it later tonight, and we'll decide. But the players have had a couple of days of rest, and initial plan with Murphy on the other night was probably play 70 minutes, and get Flynn on. But sometimes it don't work that way, does it? Unfortunately, he played 90 minutes and played very well and created two goals. So we didn't get him the rest that we were looking for, but it's all ifs and buts at the moment, but I'm sure we'll discuss it tonight, and we'll decide for tomorrow.
Is he the form winger in the division right now?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, must be. He showed the other night, gets the ball and a couple of great runs and crosses and two goals, and is a threat, that is for sure at the moment. He's gliding past players at the moment, and long may it continue.
When you were thinking about, obviously, the squad and what's coming up in the next month or so, given the fact that the loan window has just passed, how strong a feeling did you have to maybe bringing in a body, even centre-half for the next couple of games?
I think that was always the intention of bringing John in. We knew John Brayford is not only a full-back, he's a centre-half, and we also look at that and think if one of the centre-halves does get injured, then we can always put John there. That's the importance of a player playing in different positions. I.e. Ben Davis, you know, plays right wing, plays midfield, and or plays right back. So, you know, it's filling in for different people. So, not really too concerned about bringing the centre half in, knowing that we've got John. And you know, these players are doing well for us at the moment as a squad, as a team, and as a squad. And to bring somebody in and take somebody's place or whatever, and we don't need that at the moment. I think we're all right at the moment. Players are fitting in, filling in for everybody, and it's working quite well.
And just as an aside to that, also, amongst the substitutes, at least some of them will get game time. I'm sure you've had some of the younger players come through, Di Maio being one, Khan being another. Are there any other names in your mind that might get some kind of game time or possibly a spot on the bench in training with the first team squad over the course of the next 5 weeks?
Yeah, definitely training with them. They'll train today with us. They're training with us for a reason. One, they're good players, and two, they deserve it. They've been playing very well at the moment. So it's nice for them. It's a good experience for them. They got on the other night for 30 seconds, whatever it was, but at the end of the day, you know, you've got on and you've made an appearance for Sheffield United Football Club, which is a magnificent achievement from both of them. Likes of Reedy, you know, knocking on the door, there's a few, and we'll see how the season plans out. Obviously, if there's a couple of games to go and there's nothing we can get in terms of playoffs, then they might get an opportunity, because that'll put them in good stead for next season. So we'll monitor that, we'll see that, but we haven't got any problems with bringing these lads in. They're doing very well at the moment for the club.
The next week or two are going to be massive, aren't they? Swindon, just above you in the table, Brentford chasing automatic promotion, Leighton Orient doing the same, then the Millers doing the same, then it's Wembley.
It's scary, isn't it, really? It really is. We keep taking every game as it comes, obviously. We keep saying there's a little chance, which there is. If we're going to do it, it's going to be the hard way, that is for sure, because we're playing all the top teams. But saying that, I think we'd rather be playing the top teams than the Notts Counties of the world and people like that down at the bottom, because they are fighting for their lives. And hopefully, you know, these top teams will bring good crowds and there'll be some good nights in the next month or so. So we're looking forward to it. We're in good form, we're in good shape. As long as lads keep going, keep working, there should be some good games coming ahead.
Because if everything works out for Sheffield United, by the time Peterborough play a league match again, you'll be a point behind them.
Well, then the pressure's on, isn't it? That'd be incredible if that could happen. Because seriously, you know, if you was a team, if you was Peterborough, you'd be looking and thinking, wow, you know, where they come from, sort of thing, and they're right on us now at the moment. So if it worked out like that, that'd be fantastic.
Is that part of the key to Sheffield United's success at the moment, that to a large extent you are playing without pressure? You've had a great run, got yourself into a wonderful position where relegation's not even an issue anymore, but it's just that slight possibility of the playoffs.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, you said that 2 months ago when we got beat to Crewe at home. Wow. We had a terrible Monday morning and a Monday afternoon talking about, you know, this is going to be a real battle to get out of this. How it changes is unbelievable. You know, you go on a massive run like we have been doing, and obviously now you think you're relatively safe. That is, you know, there's that little bit of pressure trying to get to the playoffs. But like you say, it's not the pressure as though it is down at the bottom three, that's for sure. It's a different pressure. It's a sort of an enjoyable pressure, if you know what I mean. You know, we're trying, we're really, really trying as hard as we can to keep winning football matches and keep putting pressure on that top six position. But it's not a pressure on that you've really, really got to win, like it down at the bottom. There is going to be some pressure games down there in a couple of weeks' time, that's for sure. So it's a nice pressure, and I think the lads are, you know, just enjoying the football and trying to win football matches.
Because really, the double side to what you've got in the next couple of weeks is you are reeling those teams above you in and clawing back that ground and can do right in their faces, if you like.
Yeah, exactly. That's correct. You know, we've got a couple of games in hand over a couple of teams. Them teams will know that. Them teams will be looking and thinking, wow, Sheffield United's on a good run. That is for sure. But they'll also know that we've got the top teams as well to play. But like I say, you keep on getting 3 points, i.e. like Crawley the other night, and you just get as close as you possibly can.
So the first of those challenges then, clearly, Swindon. What do you make of them?
Yeah, they're a difficult side. Not most physical side in the world. I think they like to play football, play in stages, take the time a little bit. But I think it'll be a good game tomorrow. I think obviously it's the incentives there for both teams, Swindon United as well. Both teams will probably want 3 points. The point, you know, for either team might not be good enough. That's how it's got now. I mean, you know, you said 2 months ago, if you'd have said we're going to Swindon and get a point, we'd say that class is a good result, but we want three. And I'm sure Swindon want three as well. So it'll be an interesting game tomorrow.
In terms of the playoffs, clearly the match tomorrow, do you feel it could be definitive in that respect then? That if you lose tomorrow, then that could be it, and that each game in the league now is almost a knockout in that respect?
Yeah, I don't know about that'll be it. I mean, obviously, we'd never ever give it up until mathematically it's impossible to do. I understand what you say. That's why I think it's important, you know, if we can get 3 points tomorrow and just keeps it rolling over and keeps it going. Peter, we're not playing, so we get a little bit closer. So it's an interesting game. It'll be an interesting game tomorrow. I think both teams will want to win it.